When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
Heyo! Welcome to the $100 MBA Show. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, we're here for you every single day with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zinhome. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And in today's lesson, you will learn how to become a guest on a podcast. Many podcasts are interview-based podcasts, and it's a great opportunity for you to become a guest on those shows. In other words, you get in front of an already built audience, an audience that's interested in what you do and what you can help them with, how you and your business can solve a problem of theirs. But how do you become a guest on one of these podcasts? I'm going to share with you my personal strategy on how to become a guest on a podcast, how I was on over 50 podcasts in this past year. After all, podcasting is part of mainstream media now, just like being on the news or a talk show. Who doesn't want some media publicity? We get into all the details and how to do it in today's lesson, so let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by Earth Class Mail, making physical mail a thing of the past. Earth Class Mail sets you up with an awesome business address, and then it takes all your physical mail, sorts it, scans it, and puts it up in the cloud for you to review in your account. You can pay bills, you can pay invoices, it's pretty awesome. Try Earth Class Mail for free for 1 month at earthclassmail.com/MBA month, and use coupon code MBA month. Again, that's earthclassmail.com/MBA month. Use coupon code MBA month. Guys, podcasting is growing and growing by the day. I mean, if you look at the list of podcasts that are on iTunes now, it's incredible. Some of the largest names of show business have podcasts. Shaquille O'Neal, Stephen Colbert from The Late Show, Alec Baldwin with Here's the Thing. Even in niches like business, Tim Ferriss, huge bestsellers, got a podcast. Michael Port's got a podcast. Seth Godin's got a podcast. There's so many people out there that are using the podcast platform. And these audiences are huge. Tim Ferriss gets hundreds and thousands of listeners every episode. But even smaller podcasts, podcasts that are not hosted by celebrities, still get a lot of exposure, thousands of listeners. But more importantly, the listeners are targeted listeners, listeners that are really interested in the topic, in the genre, that are committed. You see, podcast listeners, they are completionists. They like listening to every single episode. So the likelihood of getting your message heard by that crowd is quite high when you're on a podcast. So being a guest, being an interviewee can really help your business, can really get your name out there and build your authority in your market. But how do you do it? Well, my first answer to that question is a simple one, and it's some really great advice by Corbett Barr. And it goes something like this. If you want to be noticed by the media, then you need to create noteworthy things, noticeable things, things that are worth people's attention. So the easiest thing is to do an amazing job of what you do. Have a great blog, have a great podcast yourself, have a great video show, be a contributor to that niche, have a great product, be successful. Now, I know that's easier said than done, but even if you don't have a huge audience, but you do something unique and interesting and high quality, you will be found and you will be noticed. And even if you do approach them yourself, They'll check out your work and say, hey, this person is worth a look. You see, everybody in media, whether they're in a podcast or on a TV show, they're not interested in something boring, something mundane, something that everybody's seen before. They're looking for something different for their audience, something fresh, something beneficial. But when you're first getting started, it might be hard to get noticed. So how do you find the right podcasts and how do you approach them? I'm going to give you my personal strategy. Number one, I would take a look at the top podcasts in your category, in your niche. So if you're in health and fitness, go to the health and fitness section in iTunes. And when you're in iTunes, you'll see on the right that you can filter for different categories. And then on the bottom right, you'll see it says top podcasts. I want you to click on that link. And it's going to list the top 200 podcasts in that niche, in that genre, in that subcategory. Now, iTunes is split into different categories. So for example, we're in careers, but careers is in business, and business is in the category of all podcasts. So the nicher, the better. So if you can go three deep and go to the top 200 podcasts for that niche, that's a better starting point. Now, in those top 200, it may be a little bit difficult to get on the top shows, meaning the top 20 shows, maybe even 30 in that category, depending on how competitive that category is. But you got tons more. You have over 170 podcasts, and there's more podcasts past then. There's hundreds and thousands of podcasts, but iTunes only lists the top 200 in each category. And I would go to each podcast, go from, let's say, podcast number 31 down, Google the name of the podcast, find their website, find their contact page, and contact them. Rule number one, you need to contact them personally as the person who's going to be on the show. Don't get your assistant to do it. Don't get a VA. It shows a lack of interest in being on the show when you get somebody else to ask for you. Doesn't look like you've done your homework. So what you want to do is listen to the podcast, get a good idea what the podcast is about, what the podcast does, how it serves its audience, and you get an email the podcast or the website owner. Now, this email is just got to be a personal email. Hey there, I'm Omar. I run a site called The $100 MBA, and it's great to meet you. I love what you've done with your podcast. I especially like these things. And from what I understand, your audience is this type of person. Now, I think I can really serve your audience in this area. And here's how I would like to serve them. I'd love to be on your show and share with them how they can do XYZ. You got to convey the value you can offer the show. You got to show them that you're just not, hey, I'm this expert. I want to be on your show. It's just all about yourself when you say that. It's all selfish. You need to show what's in it for them, for the actual show. I'm going to bring it to your show. I'm going to have an amazing episode for you. Your listeners are going to love you for having me on. And this is why. I'm going to give them XYZ. And this is my area of expertise. You may want to reference some blog posts you wrote about those areas. Or if you've been on a couple other shows before, you can reference those interviews. But it needs to be a personal email from you to them. It shouldn't be a template or a script because you need to get very specific about their show and how you can serve their audience, their specific audience. Now, as I'm sharing this strategy, you're probably thinking, oh man, this might take me some time. Yes, it's going to take you some time. Most things that work are hard work, but this works because it's different and most people don't do this. Most people don't put in the work to write a personal email, do the research, and show how they can convey their specific value to their audience. And just work down the line to the next podcast, to the next podcast in the list, to as many as you can. I would do at least 30 podcasts just to get started. Because remember, business is a contact sport. The more contacts you make, the more contact you make with other people, the better your chances. So you may get some rejections. Half of them can say no. But that's 15 podcasts you're on now. That's awesome. Even if all but 5 say yes, 25 say no and 5 say yes, that's still 5 podcasts. That's potentially thousands and thousands of listeners. And it's a start. Now you have some episodes to reference and people have heard of you now. And podcasters are podcast listeners. And there's a good chance they'll hear your interview on somebody else's show and say, hey, I want this person on my show. Now, I know my strategy is not overcomplicated, but it does take specific work. Researching each podcast and finding out how you can give that specific podcast your unique value. Guys, I got more on today's topic, but before that, I got to give love to today's sponsor, Earth Class Mail. Guys, it's time to stop fumbling with physical mail. With Earth Class Mail, they hook you up with a business address, and any mail that's sent to that business address will get sorted, scanned, and put into your account in the cloud. I love this idea. You can send invoices, you can pay bills online. It even syncs with your favorite apps like Xero. And best of all, if you're just getting started and working from home, nobody's going to show up to your doorstep because you have your own business address. Get started with a free month of Earth Class Mail. Just go to earthclassmail.com/MBA month and use coupon code MBA month. Again, that's earthclassmail.com/MBA month. Use coupon code MBA month. One of the most important parts of being a guest on a podcast is making sure you really, really knock it out of the park. What we really want to try to do is make this podcast episode the most popular podcast episode of the year for that podcast. You want people to share it and say, hey, this was awesome. Now, I know with interviews, it's sometimes hard to prepare, but a lot of pro podcasters will send you the questions in advance so you can prepare. I highly, highly recommend that you do rehearse before you get on the podcast. Spend an hour or two on just talking about your business, talking about how you can help people, talking about your area of expertise, and also talk about what you're going to be teaching, what the value you're going to be conveying. Most of the questions that are going to be asked are going to be about that area of expertise that you convey, the area of expertise that you can help that audience with. So make sure you nail your delivery. Don't feel rushed. Take your time when you're speaking on the mic. Take some time to take a breath and have a pause. And don't be afraid to have a conversation with the interviewer. Ask them a couple questions. It's a lot easier when it's a conversation. You'll feel looser and more comfortable rather than being asked question after question and feeling like you're in a job interview. At the end of the day, you're the guest and you're the quote-unquote expert. So you have a little liberty of how the show goes or how the episode runs. Have fun with it. Show your personality. If you're having fun, people are going to enjoy you as a guest and they're going to like you as a person. And being likable is very powerful. Some podcasts actually have a pre-interview before you do the actual interview. And it's kind of a qualifying round. So this should help you loosen up. Get to know the interviewee a little bit. It's a lot easier when you feel like you're talking to a friend. Now, I know it's pressure and you want to do well, but be yourself and don't try to be something you're not. Podcast listeners can see right through that. All right, guys, that wraps up today's lesson. I hope you loved it. Guys, if you have 2 minutes to show us some love, drop us an iTunes rating and review. Remember, everybody who leaves us an iTunes rating and review enters our weekly random draw to win a free lifetime membership to the $100 MBA training and community. That's over 180 video lessons, interviews with experts, interactive workbooks, and access to our private Facebook group, and a whole lot more. And we give away a free ride, a free lifetime membership every Friday to those who leave us an iTunes rating and review. So take 2 minutes, show us some love, and you can win a free ride. All right, guys, that wraps up today's episode. But before I go, I want to leave you with this. Not only does being a guest on a podcast get you exposure and it's great for your business, but it helps you build relationships in your market, in your niche. You get to know the host of the show. And you have some context before you meet them in person at a conference or an event. I met some really, really amazing people through being guests on their podcast. And it's great to meet them in person and build on that relationship. So being a guest on a podcast is a great networking tool as well. Keep that in mind, and I'll check you in tomorrow's episode, Free Ride Friday. I'll see you then, guys. Take care.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.